o'clock sports Sunday. But for now, we're going to focus on rowing, and in particular, Kilmac Simon Swimming and Rowing Club, who this year celebrate 40 years since its founding in 1984. And on August the 17th and 18th next, the club will play host to the Irish Coastal Rowing Championships at the National Rowing Centre in Farran. The championships were launched at a special function at the clubhouse on the banks of the River Bandon on Thursday evening last. Anne Bradfield is president of the Kilmac Simon Swimming and Rowing Club.
Very, very important year. It's our 40th anniversary, and we're delighted to be here for 40 years. It's also, we are 10 years in this building, and that's a huge thing to have these excellent facilities here. In addition to that, of course, we're honoured and thrilled beyond all to be hosting the Irish Coastal Rowing Championships for 2024, which will be held in Farn in the National Rowing Centre on the 17th and 18th of August of this year. And we're delighted to host, and it's a huge thing. As a club that's been in existence for 40 years, it's time we did, really, in fairness.
In a way, Anne, I suppose the people that started the club 40 years ago certainly must be commended, because if they, and a lot of them are still involved, what's there now is just, it's just incredible what facilities you have. This is almost a hidden jewel that a lot of people, when they would come here and see the facilities right on the banks of the River Bandon, would be blown away.
Oh, I think they would. And I mean, a huge credit to people who 40 years ago had the foresight and the tenacity and the perseverance and just to give of all their time and all the rest of it to set up a rowing club in 1984 was not an easy thing to do. It certainly wasn't. And to keep it going over the years and to help it grow and develop. And certainly it was a small club when it started. And here on the Bandon River, it's a lovely setting. But as you say, it's a bit of a hidden setting. And, you know, that's very nice too. But we have grown hugely in those 40 years. And we hope we'll continue to grow, obviously. But huge credit to our founders, for sure. And they're still involved in the rowing world. And, you know, that's fantastic. Because rowing is a sport that goes on for all ages. Our youngest people are around sort of 8, 9, 10. Our youngest category in racing is under 12. But we have categories that you actually have to grow into. You have to age into. And so, you know, you have to be over a certain age before there are some categories that are open to you. So I think, you know, it's wonderful for all ages.
You're the club president, and I know you've been president a couple of times. What's the attraction of the sport?
The attraction of the sport. It's a bit, I suppose, you're outside. It's fresh air. It's a non-contact sport. I'm not a very big person, and I like the idea it's a non-contact sport. But rowing is one of those sports where you use all your major muscle groups as well. It's a really healthy sport. And when we're not out there rowing, we're in here training for rowing. We train during the winter at various things. It's rowing machines, it's fitness work, it's Pilates work, it's strength, it's conditioning, it's stretching, and there's a huge amount. As somebody described it once, as that river out there and all that rowing and all those spaces we go to, that's our men and women's shed. It's the headspace. You have to concentrate on when you're rowing. You can't be thinking about other things. And you can't be using a phone when your two hands are tied up, because you've got to hold on to your horse and you've got to get on with your job. But it's massive. There's a huge social side to it as well. You know, the people you row with, the different people you row with. It's just fantastic.
I know as a club, like, you've had a lot of success down through the years. But I presume the seeds of that success is the huge amount of training and coaching from former club members.
It is from former club members that set the sort of the ethos of nothing. It doesn't come easy to you. If you're not going to put in the work and the effort, you really can't expect to have the rewards at the end of it. It really is important. And but we also do like to have a side where not everybody wants to compete. It's not, you know, people just like the social side, and we do support, and we do have people here who come for social rowing, and we do like to facilitate that as well. So, you know, I think that's hugely important. But if you want your rewards and you want your hardware at the end of your season, you have to be prepared to put in the work beforehand.
A huge event coming up now on the 17th and the 18th of August. It was obviously a massive decision by the club to put up their hands and say, we'll host it in 2024.
It was, and it wasn't without its discussions, which, you know, is a healthy thing to do. But yeah, we do feel like the club is very much pulling together. Everybody is doing their bit. We very much appreciate the sponsors that have come on board. We very much appreciate the support we're getting with Rowing Ireland and the expertise that's there, this huge expertise there. And you know, our own club members are stepping up to, you know, participate in this. And we have so much support from other clubs around. The Coastal Committee are from clubs around the country, and they have a huge amount of expertise, and we're just delighted with that. It really does. You know, this isn't, yes, we're the hosts of the club, but it's all the clubs involved. It's just fantastic. It's really a coming together of the rowing world in the coastal world.
In terms then of the rowing world, obviously Farden, in a way, it's the Croke Park of hurling and football in terms of your sport. It obviously provides, I suppose, a much fairer competition in the sense that it's really between you and your ability. There's no hidden agendas. Like if you're on the coast, you have tidal conditions, etc. None of them in place in Farden.
None of them in place in terms of tides. That is true, but there have been times like Farden is not a low down sheltered little spot. It can be quite wild up there sometimes. And no matter what you're doing, the water is not a still element. It is flowing one way or the other. And the wind is there. And certainly last year certainly did provide conditions that wouldn't be unheard of out on the coast. So, you know, you're battling against water, you're battling against wind, you're battling against other crews, and sometimes you're battling against yourself. But yeah, that's where the rowing and the rewards come. It's what you get from that and what work you've put in beforehand.
Because you are the host club, there's going to be huge pressure on Kilmacsimon to do well on the podium and to be up near the top.
There's pressure on Kilmacsimon every time we're in a competition. We love the podium. We absolutely love to be able to stand up there in our red and white. We just love it. And you know, we do have, I don't want to, you know, put a hex on anybody or anything, but yeah, we like being up there. And we're a big club, and we know we're going out there to do the best we absolutely can.
Finally, what would you like that the legacy of 2024 would be going forward?
The legacy for Kilmacsimon? I would like it to be go down in history as an absolutely magnificent year for our 40th anniversary, for our 10th anniversary of our building, and for our hosting of the Irish Coastal Rowing Championships. A year to remember, a year that will go down in history. Kilmacsimon did that.
Okay, let's return back to our focus on Kilmacsimon Swimming and Rowing Club, who this year celebrate 40 years since its founding in 1984. And on August 17th and 18th next, the club will play host to the Irish Coastal Rowing Championships at the National Rowing Centre in Farren. Gerry O'Sullivan is chairman of the Kilmacsimon Swimming and Rowing Club.
It really is, yeah. The anniversary is one thing, but having this championships to host as well, it just makes it an incredible year for everyone involved.
I'm sure the people that were forming the club in 1984 would be pinching themselves right now when they see what you have.
Well, certainly, and credit, I suppose, to the founding members, I suppose, at the time, driven on by maybe a desire to win nicer trophies than were being given out for swimming races or for the pillow fight competitions. But 40 years later, that desire is as strong as ever. We've grown so much from those humble beginnings to what we have here now, this fabulous clubhouse, fabulous facilities. It just gets bigger and better every year.
And obviously those facilities, state-of-the-art training facilities inside the building, state-of-the-art building, that didn't come without a lot of hard work by people.
And a lot of time as well certainly, you know, there was times when it looked like maybe this would never happen. But a lot of fundraising, a lot of work for many years. And I suppose finally, it was a leader grant and a substantial loan that drove us on to finish the project finally.
A huge membership. What's the attraction?
That's a good question. I wonder myself sometimes. At times I would have a love-hate relationship with rowing. It's a tough sport, but it's great fun. It's great crack. The community around here, the culture within the club is brilliant. You come down here, you learn something new. You get fit and you make some great lifelong friends, no doubt about it.
The decision to opt to host this year's Irish Coastal Rowing Championships in Farden, that was a massive decision.
A big decision for us, yeah, never having hosted anything like it before, really. And it was something we were, I suppose, pondering for the following year. But then when the club originally destined to hold it this year, when they pulled out of the race, Rowing Ireland came on and put it to us. And look, we had to think about it, make a decision, and really, hopefully, it's the right decision. I have no doubt it is. It's we're big enough. We've got the people. We've got the determination to do it. So we're really, really, really looking forward to showing what we're capable of.
I know it was a huge, I suppose, change a number of years ago when clubs decided that they would use Farden as the base for the All-Ireland. It's a bit like hurling and football teams going to Croke Park. It obviously was a big change because prior to that, All-Ireland finals would usually be held along the coasts in whatever part of the country. But in a way, probably Farden is a fairer place.
Certainly, yeah. Like, obviously, we couldn't host it here ourselves on the river. And at given the short notice, I suppose, relatively, that we had to organise it, really, Farren is ready-made for such an event. It's a proven event. Fair enough, it's not coastal, but, you know, as we spoke about earlier, our launch event tonight was meant to take place outdoors, but the weather turned against us. So that's something you can't plan for. Is all the planning you do, the weather is going to make up its own mind on the day. And if that means that, you know, young kids can't participate in the premier event after all their years training because of bad weather, then that's terribly disappointing.
I know you're a very active club. As late as, I think, last weekend, you had a big event ahead of the river.
That's right, yeah. It's an annual event now. It's been going on with the last 12 or 13 years. Head of the River time trial, and it's it takes a bit of planning, obviously, to get it going. But we have a lot of other clubs coming down to visit, and now with the growth of the offshore rowing, we have both the coastal and offshore. We have huge numbers taking part here. We had a fabulous day on Saturday, the sunshine for us, and it was great crack, great fun around the place.
4 months to the All-Irelands in Farden. A lot of work for you and the rest of the lads and the committee between now and the 17th and the 18th of August.
That's right. There certainly is a lot of work now. There is a lot done already. Certainly a lot of the hard work and planning has gone in. The big ticket items have been ticked off. Certainly there's a lot more to do, but we have a great committee in the Championships Committee. And then within our own group here, we have people involved in fundraising and organising. So there's a lot of work going on in the background, but thankfully we have some very committed and dedicated people to help us.
Okay, before we leave our feature on Kilmac Simon Swimming and Rowing Club, who in August the 17th and 18th next will play host to the Irish Coastal Rowing Championships at the National Rowing Centre in Farren. Let's hear now from club member Niamh Lorden, who was also a member of the team that represented Ireland in 2023 in the World Coastal Rowing Championships in Spain. A bronze medal was won, and in the European Coastal Rowing Championships held in France, won a silver medal. She also spoke last Thursday to Michael Scanlon.
Yeah, so last year I competed in the European 10 coastal rowing championships in France with a composite crew made up of myself, a rower from Castletownbere, rower from Killorglin, rower from Arklow, and our cox was from Port McGee. So we took to the high waters in France where we managed to row a silver medal.
The training and the preparation for that must have been immense.
It was, especially when you're juggling a full-time job and winding, getting ready for teaching. It is, but when you love something so much, you do make the time for it.
And was it a hugely different sport to what you would have been used to here in Ireland doing coastal rowing?
Yes, I suppose one of the only factors that would have been constant was the fact that it was the sea and the ocean, but the style of boat is completely different. The style of rowing is completely different. Our traditional coastal boats are sweeping, meaning that we only have one oar, whereas the international coastal rowing is sculling, where we have two oars and a sliding seat.
You and the rest of the team members would have been, I suppose, against competitors from all over Europe and all over the world that you would have never known anything about. Did that present an extra challenge, or is it a case of when you go onto your own boat, you do your own thing?
For me, I block out all the background noise. We have Olympic rowers, we have Olympic flat water rowers. So for me, we go in, we do our own job. As a crew, we go out, put the head down, and as the O'Donovan brothers say, pull like a dog.
The fact that she wound up with a European silver and a world bronze, that was an incredible achievement.
Oh, an absolute dream, really and truly. There are things that you think about, God, oh, if one day I could ever get a national medal first and then go, maybe I could chance and get an international medal to get two in the 1 year is something I could never have dreamed of, really.
For a lady that wound up starting off playing camogie to wind up with world medals and European medals is some achievement for a lady from Inishannon.
Yeah, I suppose little did I know that I'd hang up the hurley and hang up the helmet and pick up an oar. But as I credit my aunt in that, she said, come down. I said, right, I'll get in, I'll sit into the boat. And that was it. I was hooked. One and done. Loved it.
That's Niamh Lorden also speaking there to Michael Scanlon. That was our feature on the Kilmac Simon Swimming and Rowing Club, who in August the 17th and 18th next will host the Irish Coastal Rowing Championships at the National Rowing Centre in Farran.